Welcome to another episode of Modern Off-Grid DIY. If you've ever been curious on topics like living off the grid, completely off the grid, solar systems, renewable energy, or just need inspiration to think outside the box, you've come to the right place. This is Modern Off-Grid DIY.
Hi everyone, welcome back to Modern Off-Grid DIY Podcast. Alright, so in our last episode, I spoke about the two basic ways of wiring solar panels in series and parallel. Today we're going to talk about wiring batteries. Now, when you wire batteries, it's almost the same way as wiring solar panels. Now, I should make it very clear, there's actually three ways to wire like your batteries or your solar panels. In the last episode, I talked about the two basic ways, right? Series and parallel. But what you can actually do is what's called series parallel, where you actually combine both of them to accomplish a certain goal that you're trying to achieve. Now, so let's talk about batteries. So depending on the voltage of the battery that you get, and depending on the voltage that you're trying to achieve, so let's give an example. Let's say you're building a 12-volt battery or a 12-volt off-grid solar system, right? If you're using 12-volt batteries to begin with, then basically you would just be wiring them in parallel because you don't want to increase the voltage. You want to keep the voltage the same, but you want to increase the amperage, the amp hour. Right? So when you do that, you're going to increase the amp hour. So if you have two 12-volt batteries, you're going to wire them in parallel, and then you're going to keep the voltage the same and the amp hours go up. But now let's say you had 6-volt batteries. You can wire your 6-volt batteries in series. That way now you have a 12-volt battery. And then if you have more than, you know, two 6-volt batteries, you can actually now wire them from series to parallel. So now you can increase the voltage, but then you can also increase the amp hour of the battery pack or bank that you're building. So there's many ways to wire a battery. Now you could also use 2-volt batteries, 4-volt batteries. There's many different type of batteries out there that you could use. So the most common batteries out there that are utilized because they've been around for so long, more of the older technology, which would be lead acid batteries, right? So their lead acid batteries are in our cars, our golf carts that we drive around. They're everywhere. And so that's a very common type of battery, right? The lead acid battery, but they come in different voltages as well. Now there's also lithium ion batteries, just like I have on my system. So let me give you guys an example. If you guys are new to my podcast, definitely check out my YouTube channel, Modern Off-Grid DIY. I go over a lot of this stuff that I am talking about now. If you actually watch my YouTube channel, I actually show really good examples and kind of talk about the ins and outs of different aspects and different topics. But let me give you an example. So I am using lithium ion batteries. I am using Tesla batteries. The batteries that I have are 60-volt lithium ion batteries. So because I'm building a 60-volt system and my batteries are already 60 volts, I don't need to increase the voltage. I only want to now increase the amp hours, right? So there's no sense of wiring it in series. We're only going to parallel now. So I have currently right now connected, which is 11 Tesla batteries. Lithium ion batteries, and every single one of those batteries are 60 volts. So all I have to do is wire all my batteries in parallel because it keeps the voltage the same, but now we're increasing the amperage, right? So now I have a really big battery pack or bank not because I have paralleled them. But if I had a lower voltage battery and I wanted to get to a 60 volt state, I would then have to wire the batteries in series, okay? And then after you wire X amount of batteries in series, you would now have the opportunity to parallel those series batteries down in order to now increase your amp hours. So it just depends on the voltage of the battery that you're going with. It also mainly depends on the type of solar system you're building. So here are the most common solar system voltages out there. There is 12 volt, there is 24 volt, and there is 48 volt. Okay, those three are the mainstream battery voltages that you're going to have out there as far as off-grid. There is some exceptions like mine that is 60 volt. There's not many people that run 60 volt systems. I am one of them, and I'm very happy that I have chose to go that route. But you have to understand also that when you go from a 12 volt system to a 60 volt system, some things change, right? Because you have to have enough batteries in order to build up to a 60 volt system. So let's say, for instance, that I was building a 60 volt system with 6 volt batteries, golf cart batteries, lead acid batteries. Well, now I would need a lot more batteries in order to wire in series in order to achieve 60 volts, right? So you can see there's pros and cons. Now, if I went down to a 12 volt battery, then it would only take, say, for an example, 2 6 volt batteries, because then I could wire them in series, and then I would have one technically 12 volt battery at that point, right? But there's also pros and cons between 12 volt, 24 volt, 48 volt, and 60 volt, right? Usually, the higher the voltage that you run in, the more efficient it will actually run. Your equipment will run cooler. It won't run as hot, because you have to remember voltage times amperage equals watts, right? So if you have a lower voltage, say for instance, a 12 volt system, that means your amperage will be really high, right? So there's a trade-off. So if you run a lower voltage system, your amperage is real high. That now means you have to run bigger, thicker wires, which costs you more money. Now, if you run a higher voltage system, it's the opposite, right? You would have a higher voltage but lower amperage. So now I could get away with smaller wires. It would still be the same amount of power, but the amperage is not as high. So I don't have to worry about spending a lot of money on thick, expensive cabling. So there's pros and cons to every setup. The most common equipment that you can find on the market is going to be a 12 volt system, because usually 12 volt components are a lot cheaper. They're more widely used, but there's, like I said, pros and cons to everything. So anyway, I hope that helps a lot of you out there as far as how to wire your batteries. I gave some examples. If you want to see more of a visual, definitely check out my channel, Modern Off-Grid DIY, on YouTube. And drop a comment and let me know what you guys think.
Go listen, download, and subscribe to the Modern Off-Grid DIY Podcast, available today on iTunes, Apple Podcasts, Google Play, Spotify, and YouTube. Modern Off-Grid DIY, inspiring others to think outside the box. Support the podcast today. It's also available on anchor.fm/freeyourmind, and there's already a ton of episodes for you to binge listen to and learn how to live off the grid in these modern times and do it yourself. Once again, it's titled Modern Off-Grid DIY. It's also available on Podbean, Stitcher, Breaker.audio, and Overcast.fm. Make sure you subscribe to stay up to date on new releases, Modern Off-Grid DIY. Go listen, download, and subscribe today.